To fill ourselves with some incredible information. We are very privileged to call up a panel of very illustrious people. They're the people who normally look with sick people. So I'm going to call up our panel of medical doctors, Dr. Eddie and Eseza Nambasi, Dr. Philip Bass, and Drs. Tando and Priscilla Rangaka. Let's give them a hand as they come up and share with us the information they've got this afternoon. Thank you.
Good morning, Eagles. It is my absolute pleasure to initiate a conversation with a few of the doctors. As you heard the names, I've got Dr. Tabo Rangaka, Dr. Seipati Makunya Rangaka, Dr. Philip Bass, Dr. Edward Nambasi, and myself, Dr. Okunga Nambasi. My first name is Eseza. And it is wonderful that we were shown this great opportunity, but I think it is even more amazing and important that we saw it and made a decision to get started. So on the panel, we have a good representation of various fields in the medical profession. We have a psychiatrist, we have an ophthalmologist, somebody who is an expert in aeronautical and aviation medicine. We have somebody who is an obstetrician and gynae. And myself, I'm involved in HIV medicine. And I think we can initiate a very good conversation. But first of all, I want everybody to introduce themselves briefly and say how they got introduced to this amazing opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Cesar. I'm Dr. Tabo Rangaka. I'm a psychiatrist. In other words, I'm a GP, general practitioner, who specialized in mental health or mental wellness. I work for the military. I'm a lieutenant colonel in the military health services. And but above all, I'm a veteran who also focuses on the wellness, especially of people. And that is who I am. Oh, how I was introduced to this business? The banker of FNB, a friend of, not now a friend of mine because he's my upline, he phoned me one Friday afternoon and said, would you like to see a way we show people how to improve their health and lifestyle? And because I knew that usually he phones me that time when my overdraft is going crazy, I said, yes, I'll be there. So I went to see what this business is like, and ever since I saw it, I now know that I don't have to dispense pills anymore. What I need to do is to empower people. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Seipati Makunya Rangaka. I'm married to this gentleman on my side. I'm an eye specialist and ophthalmologist. I head the Department of Ophthalmology in one military hospital. And I also run my practice in the Lesedi Clinic, a specialist practice, also serving in the Aero Medical Committee, working very closely with Dr. Bass, a committee that meets once a month to determine whether pilots can still fly or not. Okay, and now how I was, and I also, we're doing the business, the GNOD business part-time. How I was introduced to this business, actually it was 8 years ago. My husband then was still my best friend and colleague, not married yet. And I was running three practices. I was tired, irritable, and in fact, looking back, I was burnt out. I wasn't eating well. I would have chocolate for lunch. That's how bad it was. And then my friend came and introduced me to Phyto-Defense and a daily vitality pack. And a month later, he gave me the weight control. Then 3 months down the line, I was introduced to the cleaning products. And much later, I agreed to give up my skin range and use nutrients. That's how I was introduced. Thank you.
Hi, as you've heard, my name is Dr. Philip Bass. of the people up here, I'm probably the biggest fraud because I'm the only doctor here that has people phone me to say, Dr. Bass, I'm feeling so sick, can I please reschedule? My speciality is aerospace medicine. It's an area in which we have to keep people healthy without using medicines. I got involved in this business by accident. My wife was invited by one of my patients to go and see, to go and listen to a health seminar. I was told that I would be able to tell whether they could tell her, were telling the truth better than she could. She didn't know that in medical school, if you're lucky, you get 5 hours of lectures on health and vitamins and nutrition. That's in 6 years of study. I went along, I listened. All it sounded like to me was the thing that I normally leave myself open to when a rep comes and sees me is 2 minutes on a presentation on a product. Now I sat through an hour. It had no interest until they said right at the end, if you take these 3 products and you don't feel better, you can have your money back. Who has walked into a pharmacy and seen the sign up saying, terribly sorry, because of health regulations, we can't give you refunds? Well, GNLD at that time had a policy that if you didn't feel better and you'd been given the guarantee, you could get your money back. I said, but I feel fine. And I was told, try the product. I got 2 extra hours a day and was hooked.
Morning, everybody. I'm Edward Nambasi. I'm the other half of this lady here. In my daytime job, I help look after women's health and bring new life into this world, a job I enjoy particularly. But then the hours are quite long. And like most men in the business, I joined because somebody who cooks for you and everything else, when she tells you to jump, you always ask how high. But since joining, the products have changed my life completely. They've changed our life, I mean, our outlook to the family totally. And we are 100% committed. Thank you.
I must tell you, one of the things that got us really into them were the cleaning products. They are amazing, but we'll carry on. Thabo, I know you did say that you had an issue with time, and I'm sure the kind of patients you see are also quite stressed. Do you want to tell us how this business can change that?
Yes. In mental health and wellness, well, I deal with people who are really off the hooker. We admit them to special hospitals. But then the majority of people that I see are people like you and me who wake up every morning and have to go to work, whether they like it or not, and so on. And then they quickly get burnt out. They begin to hate their jobs. So what we do is to encourage them that you've got to organize your, or rather look at your wellness index every morning. Check yourself on the wheel of life. If you're doing well in finances, well in your spiritual world, life, well in your personal, physical activity, and also look at your finances, whether you're going down or going up. So look at your wellness index every day. And in that way, you realize that you need time for yourself. You need time, sometime at least an hour or two every day to do your GNLD business, phone people, go and show others how things work, especially your downline. So I encourage people that they must put some time aside for themselves and also for their downline. And that is the main thing that I do, encouraging people to improve the quality of their lives and lifestyle. Thanks.
Then the next question is to Philip. There are many, many companies out there that make supplements, nutritional supplements. And some people will say, well, I'm taking something else. I'd like you to explain what you would say is the GNLD difference.
The primary difference of the GNLD supplements is they are food supplements. They're made from whole foods. They are researched by a group of scientists who are held in extremely high regard. GNLD as a company is one of the few organizations invited to scientific meetings, not to have a stand to sell things to other people, but to provide scientific facts that are the basis for other people's research eventually. GNLD have so many nutritional firsts that it would take all afternoon to tell you about them. But everybody's heard of omega-3. GNLD told us about it first. Carotenoid complex. GNLD, first company to have that. I went to visit a sick father-in-law, and my wife waited up for me because it was her dad, obviously. And she listened to CNN, and they were talking about within 2 to 5 years, we will have an extract from grapes that will help with the heart. And I got home, and because CNN repeats itself, she said, wait, it'll come on again. It did. And then I went to the cupboard, and I pulled out flavonoid complex. CNN was saying it's going to come in 2 to 5 years. We had it on the shelves for 5 years before they said that. To quote Roger, wow. And to quote Don Lawson, if you haven't ever listened to Don Lawson's tapes and CDs, do yourself a favor, go and buy them downstairs. You will not get a better background of this company and how phenomenal it actually is.
Right, I would like to ask Priscilla to tell us how you have incorporated either the products or the knowledge that you've acquired into your practice.
Yes, as I've told you, I deal with eyes. I do operations of eyes, and we treat diseases of the eye. The eye has very specialized cells that require special nutritional supplements. Now, I see a lot of patients that have cataracts. I'm sure you've heard about them, and a condition called age-related macular degeneration, which is extremely irritating to have. And conditions like dry eyes and glaucoma and so on. However, the nutritional supplements that I find very useful to my patients, and also nutritional supplements that have been confirmed to be good for the eyes, are the beta carotene, lutein, and zeaxanthocyanil, and vitamin A, selenium, omega 3. All these are provided by our company, GNLD. And so I find myself actually prescribing a lot of carotenoid complex. In fact, I have a patient that I am extremely proud of that is diabetic. And 7 years ago, she came to me with an early cataract. She could still see, but she was definitely developing it, and I put her on carotenoid complex. Ever since then, it hasn't progressed. And I only operated on her this year when her vision had deteriorated. But for all these years that she has been using carotenoid complex, she has been well and seeing well. So these are and omega-3, by the way, also quite good in the health of the eye. So these are the products that I talk to people about that I encourage my patients to take. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. As Eddie told you, he is passionate about bringing little babies into the world. That means that he deals with pregnant women and their husbands and the whole family generally. But let me just say something about pregnancy, because I've been there, done that. Pregnancy is actually not a disease. But there are many, many problems that do arise during a pregnancy. And I would just like Eddie to give his take on pregnancy and the importance of nutrition.
Right, thank you very much. As she says, pregnancy is actually not a disease, but true to tradition, doctors will medicalize everything. We've made it into a state-of-the-art disease, and I think we've earned most money from obstetrics and any other specialty. Now, just at the outset, you will hear us talking about being very careful about taking any medication when you're pregnant. Remember what Philip said just now? This is not medication. This is food. And in fact, some of the nutrients we have need to be started even before somebody's planning a pregnancy. Things like zinc, for the man, sperm quality improves. For the lady, the egg, fertility improves as well. Omega-3 is fantastic. It has to be taken throughout. And then folic acid, which is in our B complex, is one of those nutrients that if it's absent, baby's development is impaired. We've heard of people who've had abnormalities with their nervous system in development. So don't listen to what people tell you out there that products, etc., are dangerous. I've come to tell you this is food and can be taken at any stage of pregnancy because it's like you're eating. Then after omega-3, in fact, I'll talk about that a little bit more again, because omega-3 has been endorsed by the Royal College of Obstetricians in the UK. It appeared in one of their magazines in one of the shops there. And it's GNLD that has got omega-3 from salmon, which is checked for all the heavy metals and other toxins. So you can use it safely. And omega-3, development of the neurons, development of the eyes, development of the baby generally. And then also continuing into breastfeeding, it goes into the mother's milk and the baby gets benefit from that. The other one which is coming up and giving us a lot of hope is that as far back as in the late 80s, there was research to show that calcium could actually reduce the incidence of blood pressure problems in pregnancy. But it was poo-pooed and put aside because it's not real medicine. It was nutrition. Now, more and more people are beginning to realize, and in fact, some authorities in South Africa are putting all first-time pregnant women on calcium to try and prevent. Now, guess who has the best calcium? Karl Marx in our situation. But then I must add a caveat here, good guys. Don't go looking for patients, as I keep saying. There's too many well people out there. And we've just told you, pregnant women are not patients.
Right, I'd like to talk a little bit about my particular field, which is HIV medicine. And as you can well imagine, a patient with HIV, because of the ongoing infections and inflammation, has obviously the evil twins, as we know them, which are oxidation and inflammation. And this carries on and on. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there where patients are told not to touch anything else if they're on ARVs, on anti-HIV medications, which actually is a major disservice to these patients. So we need to encourage people to arm themselves with knowledge about inflammation, oxidation, and the problems, because I'll tell you, every disease process, that is the basic pathology, that is the basic problem that is going on, inflammation and oxidation. And now we have the best anti-inflammatory in omega-3, we have the best antioxidants in carotenoid complex, and then because all our products are food-based, they cannot do any harm, they can only, in fact, enhance the performance of other medications. So from arthritis, Alzheimer's, chronic fatigue, you name it, our products can make a difference. So having said that, I just want to make everybody to have an opportunity to make some closing remarks. How are we, as medical practitioners, going to encourage more of our colleagues to get involved with GNLD and thereby truly make a difference in people's health? Perhaps I'll start with Thabo.
Thank you. Mental health care practitioners, generally nurses, veterinary surgeons and so on, have this problem that Pierre Van Rensburg talked about. Time, they don't have enough time. Money, they don't have enough money because most of it is overdraft and what they own belongs to the bank. And they don't have happiness and wellness either. So what we need to do is for you, when you see your mental health care practitioner, doctor, to remind them that you have a way that can help them to improve their quality of life and to improve the quality of life of other people. But then the problem is their ego is huge and they are unlikely to listen to you. So you can just quote that you know of professionals, very highly qualified specialists who he or she can talk to, and they will convince them of the importance of taking on the empowerment program that GNLD offers. Thank you.
Yeah,
as Dr. Bezos mentioned, actually at the medical school we do very little of nutrition. So we are not really taught a lot on nutrition. Therefore, most of we qualify not really knowing much about it. And it's true that it is difficult to approach our colleagues who are tired, who have egos, and who know a lot, to can say, look in this direction. However, I believe the health, in health, us, in, we people working in health, we are now brought down to our knees by the disease, by HIV. We are now teachable. I believe this is the time to speak to doctors that we have to go down and look at the basics as to how the body functions and how what the body needs to fight for itself. So I believe that doctors will listen. However, my husband and I really will rather set an example by doing our business, by running our practices, and it's only by setting that kind of example as they look at us and ask how we do it, and we tell them that we have a partner called GNLD. Thank you.
My closing remarks consist of two separate observations. The first one is the easiest way to approach your doctor is to ask them indirectly if they know anybody who might be interested in finding a way to make extra money, have extra energy, be healthy. Don't approach them, because an ego is a very bad thing. And some people's egos are so big that their ears are closed. The second thing is, in May next year, I'm planning to run a panel at an international conference, and the title of the panel is Show Me the Evidence. Show Me the Evidence is the simplest way to get someone who has had a scientific training, doctor, engineer, and other professions, to look seriously at what you have in your hands. This means that you have an obligation to study the business, study the products, study the background, so that you can give that information that they can go and research. You've shown them the evidence. Unfortunately, after however many hundreds of years of medical research, we still don't have a vaccine for stupidity. If they don't look, we can't cure it.
Now, my closing remark is just to quote Fred Hooper, our products, the GNLD story, is too good to be exaggerated. So remember, these are nutritionists. They're not going to be like wonder pills. I've got a headache, take a couple of this and the headache goes away in 2 seconds. They work, what do you call it, cumulatively or gradually over time. And you've got to get people to realize this. You're not eating well, you're now eating something better. The body will correct itself with time. So don't go out and make any wild, claims, because then you give us a bad name and GNLD a bad name. The other thing is that there should be hope for everybody sitting there, because I don't think it's been a long time that, you know, you've got 5 people standing here and a few others out there. So there's light at the end of the tunnel. Doctors are coming round. And just a little story of my own. I had a physical challenge, so I saw a colleague, because it's out of my field. He took one look and he said, okay, no antibiotics. However, go take a probiotic. And I knew in my mind I already had one, Acidophilus. Go take this and the other. I knew I already had those. So they are beginning to come around that nutrition is the way to go. So as Philip says, your best weapon is get knowledge so that you can simply put the facts across. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. My take on that is all of us here are armed with the most amazing opportunity. I'll just tell you a little story. 2 weeks ago, I was at a conference, and one of the professors gave he expounded very well on the pathophysiology of a certain problem. And then I put up my hand and I said, yes, but what about the use of omega-3 oils? What would you say about that? And his response was, all I know about nutrition is that my food tastes good. Yeah? Now, that is really sad because we need to do a lot of education. And you out there and all of us can hold hands and change this world with GNLD and the Eagle team. Thank you very much.